We are learning Masechtas Yevamos, Daf Beis Amud Beis, and we are middle of the Mishnah. We are three lines into the Mishnah, from the top of the Amud, middle of the Mishnah. The Mishnah brought down the 15 Arayas, that Allah is, if Reuven marries 15 Arayas that are usher to Shimon, and Reuven dies by our children, Shimon cannot marry and do Yibum with those 15 Arayas. And not only that, if Reuven has another wife who's not related at all, still even that other wife also is part of Yibum. That's called the Tzara. And the Tzara, Tzara means, even if a different brother marries the Tzara of Reuven, and they have another wife, still even the other wife, the third wife, that third lady in the story is also part of Yibum. But the Mishnah says like this: the kulam emesu oimianu oinisgarishu oishdimsu islandis sarasayim mataris. And we'll speak at each case. That means Reuven was married to, for example, Bita. Reuven was married to the daughter of Shimon, and Reuven had another wife. Okay, Rachel and Leah. Rachel is the daughter, and Leah is the second wife. So Reuven is married to two wives: Rachel, the daughter of Shimon, and Leah. So halacha is they're both part of Yibum. Rachel because of the daughter, and Leah because of the tzara. What happens if Rachel, the daughter, dies before Reuven dies? That's mesu. Oy mianu. Mianu means if it's a kedushin derabanan, then you don't need a get. All you do is mian. You say I don't want this husband anymore, and you go out. You don't need a get. It's called mian. Mion means by kedushin derabanan, mian works. Nisgarish means divorced. Or nimsu islandis means a mekach tayis, that he found that Rachel was the islandess, was not able to have children, and therefore it's a mekach tayis. So in all these four cases, if you figured out before Reuven died that his wife, that was the daughter of Shimon, was not his wife anymore, it will not patre tzara anymore. Why not? Because they're not married to the Erev anymore. Not married to the Erev anymore, so therefore the tzara won't be mutter.
Why
you cannot
say if she was married before, so it's already...
Right, you could say once they're married one time, right? Yeah, so the halacha is only b'shas nefila, we call it. B'shas nefila means when Reuven dies, they have to be together. When the Yibum mitzvah Yibum comes in, they have to be married. If they weren't together, b'shas the mitzvah of Yibum, there's no p'tur or tzara. So any of these 15, if they die, or mian, or nisgash, or shimtza adonis, tzara seim mataris. Now, Rashi asks, how is it possible that Bitoy, one of the cases of Bitoy here, that it's possible to have Mion if the father's alive, obviously, Shimon's alive, his father's alive. So how is it possible to have Mion? Because Akata, Ketana, Ketana, right, so Ketana, father, when the father's alive, they can't have Kedushin Derabanan. Why not? Because the father, it has a shush over here, can marry off Deraisa. It's only when the father dies.
He could be managed and she gets older.
No, menace only helps if the brother marries off. It means the father's not alive and the brother marries off, so then there's Mion. But here the father's alive, it's Rashi's Kasha. So Rashi answers that the case over here is once the father marries off to someone, then he loses his shush over her. So she was previously married. She's a second marriage already, Reuven. She was married before. Now it's coming to the third. We're coming to the third now. She's the first. She already married the first time. Once she had the first time, she's on her own now. And then after that marriage, she got married herself, or her brother married off. The father loses his shush over her once she got married already, nesuin. So here the case was that's why it's passed out mian. But the Mishnah speaks out that there are a few cases that are not possible to have Mian or Islandus. Some of the 15. Which one of the 15? The Iyat Yachal Leimer B'chamoysoy U'v'eim Chamoys V'eim Chamov Shinimtsu Islandus V'shimiyanu. Three other Arayas are not possible to be found the Islandus or Mian. Which three is that? It's your mother-in-law or the mother-in-law's mother or the father-in-law's mother. Why not? Because they had to have children. They're your father-in-law's mother, or they're your mother-in-law, they must have had children. If they had children, they can't be islandess, and they can't be Dumian, because they can't have children until they're a Gedayla, and therefore you can't have a possibility of Mian. So, Kapanim, therefore, this case that we said, Kulam, Mesun, Mian, and Iskarashim, Nimsu, islandess, is not going on. Now the Mishnah explains, how is it possible to have Tur Tzoros of a Tzara? We spoke this out, but now the Mishnah is speaking it out for us. Ketza Peteres Tzoraseim, how do you pater a Tzara? How does a Erva pater the other wife? Hoysa Bitoy Oy Achas Mekol Arayas Ilun Asuris La'achiv. The Bitoy or any other of the 14 Arayas are married to Reuven. V'lo Yish Acharas. And Reuven has not a wife, Umeis, and Reuven dies without children. Kishem shebitei patura, just like the daughter of Shimon is potter to him. Kach tzarasa patura, the co-wife as well is potter. Halcha tzaras bitei, if the co-wife went v'nas la'achav hashen, he married a different brother who she's not related to, and her tzara is not related to either. But lo yishacheres, that third brother has another wife, umes, and that brother dies as well. Kesheim shesaras bita yipaturah, just like the tzara of the bita is paturah, the co-wife of the bita is potter. Kach saras saras paturah, the co-wife of the co-wife is also potter. Afilu heimeya, even if there are 100 brothers. So now we know what Sara, but Sara, Sara, Say, and Patura is mean. Was you here? You have Pshat? Sara, Sara, Say, you don't have the Pshat, know the case? Is a case like this. We have Reuben and Shimon, right? Reuben is married to Shimon's daughter, his niece. He has two wives. So when Reuben dies, could Shimon's daughter have doomed Reuben? No, it's his daughter. Not only is she Potter, his co-wife is Potter. Reuben has not a wife. The other wife is Potter also. Okay? Now, she becomes someone who's also Reuben. She goes ahead and marries Levi. Levi is not related to either wife. Levi can marry either one of those two wives. Levi marries the tzara, the co-wife. Levi has another wife as well. Then Levi dies without children. So both of them are potter. That's tzara's tzara now. It's the co-wife of the co-wife. The co-wife of the co-wife is potter also. And this goes on ad meir.
What happens there?
What?
Levi's not a brother. Why is he potter?
Levi's a brother. You're right. Only a brother. The only time you have ptur of tzara is only if it's a mokum mitzvah school. Only if it's a brother. And the lumdus is that the reason why it's Osir is because the co-wife of Ruvay now becomes like an Ashes Ach Shaloi B'Makim Mitzvah. So this is a Ptur Yibum, because it's a Tzara of Erva. So now it's a brother's wife. You're not allowed to marry a brother's wife. It's a chorus. If your brother has children, it's also to marry the wife. So now if it's not B'Makim Mitzvah, it becomes an Issa Ashes Ach. That's the reason.
Why do you want to give a number
of Meir? Meir, why? It's usually a Guzma, a number of a Guzma. Like even like 100, even a million. That's usually... Right.
Yeah.
Right, economy. It's lost of the Mishnah. I had a question. So, Ketzad Emesu Saraseim Mutaris. What's the case that it says Emesu then Saraseim Mutaris? If the Erva died, the Tzara is Mutar. The Mishnah sets it up for us now. It's still a platter. Exactly. Explain to us how it's possible. What's the case of Emesu Saraseim Mutaris? Yeah. So, Hoysa Bito Yachzko Arayis Eilun Suis Lachim. The Bito, one of the other Arayis, is married to his brother. And Velo Yisha Charis, she has a co wife. He has a co wife, another wife. Mesa Bita, if the Bita dies, or in his garisha, or she gets divorced. And afterwards the brother dies, Tsaraso Mutaris. The co-wife is Mutter to Shimon Yibum. Even though at one point they were married together with his daughter, but his daughter died first, or got divorced first, then Meshas the Filas Yibum, which means Meshas Reuven dies, she was not in the picture. The loch is that co-wife is Mutter Yibum. And the last line of Mishnah says a very important thing. Let's say the case of Mion. That means Reuven was only married to someone, Binder Rabbanan, only a Ketana. The halacha is really that the Tzara is not Potter Daraisa. Why not? The co-wife? Because it's not really married to Reuven, the Ketana. So really, it's not really part. It only looks like a Tzara's Erva. It's not a real Tzara's Erva. So then you need Chalitza. V'chol yichayla l'ma'in v'loy miyano. And they didn't mean, and they fell together. B'yibum, Tzara'sa chiletzes l'yansi yoyamas. The co-wife needs chalitza. And no yibum, but needs chalitza. Why is it chalitza? Because midaraisa, it's not really a tzara's erva, because midaraisa is not really an erva. So ad kan, our beautiful Mishnah. Now there's one point we want to speak out, that the Mishnah is missing one of the arayas. The halacha is that a nida is also asa b'karis. Why didn't it say a case, what's the halacha of a nida? Let's say someone dies without children and his wife's a nida when he dies. So it's Issacharis to everyone, actually. So Charim, maybe that should be one of the Ptur Erva and the Tzara Shimut also.
Yeah, but Nida is not Ibum.
What? No, okay, he has Ibum. Reuven was married to a lady, Rachel, okay? Right. Not related to anyone. Yeah. And Reuven dies without children. And when they died, Rachel was a Nida. She's an Erva now. She can't marry Shimon, she's an Erva. But Shas the Filas Ibum, she's an Erva. This is Taisus Kasha, what? So it's a Vuyin the Gemara that even something goes away later on, but for Shas the Filas Ibum was an Issa Erva, it's awesome. It's Nesra. What? It's not in this, not in there, but the case later on, the Nesra is a problem.
So,
yeah.
And she's not a Surah, she's a Surah at that moment.
Right, that's what he's answering. Yeah, it could be a good teretz, but the Taisus asks the Kasha. Taisus based on the Alpha and the Bam asks the Kasha. This is if you're learning your Vomis B, and this is like, you know, a good week or two. This is a kasha. So Taisus says the words of Taisus is, he says, the nida is also to everyone, not specifically to Shimon. Right. Also to everyone. So what's the lumdus? The Briska Rav in the Mechtavim, he has letters in the back of the Sefer. one of the last letters, it was actually to Rav David Salvechuk's son. He says there in the letter that Pshat is like this, alumnus. It's such a quick, brisk alumnus. Nida is only an Isser Bia. It's not an Isser to marry a Nida. Nida is an Isser. You're not to marry a Nida. Just an Isser Bia. That's what it is. Mashenka, the other Rai is an Isser Nesuin. So the Ptur Yibim is only by someone who has an Isser Nesuin. But if it's just an Isser Bia, then not. That's a alumnus. A brisk alumnus means it says like a Vart. That's the Vart. You have to understand it. But it's a good question here. That's the answer. That one's an Isser Bia, one's an Isser Nesuin. And that's the answer. But of course, there's much more time to. So look at in your local raid bite or cartoon to see if they speak about this pshat. Zok to Gemara, mechdi. Zok to Gemara. That's I kind of gavaldik a mishta. 15 a rights. Mechdi. Kula machoist isha yafina. We learn from the Shem and Avgimel and Beis that the ptur of erva and saras erva is all learned from a pasuk by achois ishta. That's really the linchpin of this whole entire Mishnah is the Erev of Achayis Ishtar. That's where you learn the halachas of Isser, that there's no Yibam there, and the Tzara, everything of Achayis Ishtar. So the question is, if you look at the 15 Arayas, Achayis Ishtar is buried somewhere at number 12 or number 13. Why didn't we say that first in the Mishnah? Mechti. Kulum Achayis Ishtar Yafina, list the Achayis Ishtar Bereisha, let Achayis Ishtar be first. B'chi Tema, Tana Chumri Chuminokat. So now, what's pshat in this order? Remember, we have the order, the first nine are like the bittas and the shvigers, then we have a bunch of sisters or brothers' wives or wife's sisters, then we have eshach shoyev lomay and kalosai. What's pshat in this order? Achayis ishtar should be first. So v'chitim, I'll tell you pshat. Tana chum rechum inaka. The halacha is, legabi the unchim on these arayis, The first nine, the Einish is, right. The first nine, the Einish is Sreifa. That's the first nine, all Einish Sreifa. It's learned all from Chamaisai. They're all Einish Sreifa. The next bunch of them are Karis, Kalosai is Skila. So the first nine are Sreifa, Kalosai, daughter-in-law is Skila, and the other ones are all Karis. So maybe it's Chumri Chumri Nokat, and we're going to quote them on the Yom, that Sreifa is more common. It's big Machaikis in Mesechus Sanhedrin and other places. Which one's more chamor? Is Sreifa more chamor or Skila is more chamor? So we hold Sreifa is more chamor. That's why it says it first. V'chitim etam echomer chomenaka, Rabbi Shimon yidam ha-Sreifa chamura, yihachi list ha-chamoyse v'reisha. La-chamoyse be first, because that's the place where it says Sreifa, the ikka Sreifa ba-chamoyse k'siva. It says the pasuk of Sreifa by chamoyse. By the pasuk of chamoyse, that's where it says Sreifa. It says, v'isha shiikach es isha v'es ima, zima hi ba-ish yisreifu. So it says there Sreifa. Va-oid, if you go in the order of the Chumrah, say after Chamoise, Kalosai, with the Basa Sreifa, Skila Chamura. Because afterwards comes Skila. And even more than that, Taisa speaks out, there's no other Mises Bezdin than the other ones. The other ones are Karas. So Kalosai should be next either way, because the next one has Mises Bezdin. Actually, it's Skila, which is second to most Chumrah. But the question is, going in order of Chumrah, it should be first Chamoise, then the rest of those of the Sreifa, then it should be Kalosai. Not the Kalosai is last. So what's Pshat in this order? Gemara says, no. Bitoi, since it's learned out of a drasha, it's chav. Now, what does it mean learned out of a drasha? Gemara thought maybe because you learn out from Achais Ishtai that it's Asar be'erva and Saras Erva. Freit the Gemara Kash, Tapa, Daf Gimel, and Aleph, Kula Nami Medrasha Asu. Everything is learned out of Achais Ishtai that's part of the Yibim. All the Arayas are learned out of Achais Ishtai. So let them all be. So what vice versa is this first one or other ones? So Gemara, no. The Hilanian Yibam Asim Adrasha. The guy with Ptur Yibam is learning to the Adrasha. Ikke is Arai over Hediksiv. The Ikke Isser of all those other 14 Arayas are Mefurish. But Bitoi is, even the Ikke Isser is learned to the Adrasha. Ikke is Arai over Hediksiv. All the things are Mefurish. Bitoi, Ikke Isura, Medrasha. Why is that? So we'll speak it out outside. It says in the Pasuk, Ervas Isha Ubita Loi Segala. You're not allowed to marry a wife and his daughter. As bas benov, as bas bita leisikach. So right there you have a wife, the daughter, and the granddaughter are usher. That's talking about through ishus. Ever's isha sounds like through ishus, through marriage. You married a lady who had a daughter. Or you marry a lady and you had a daughter together. Those cases are usher. When it comes to Anusasa is another pasuk. It says, Ervas bas bincha, bas bitcha leisigala. And here it doesn't say bita. It just says, bas bincha, bas bitcha. And what do you need is pasuk? Well, you have the other pasuk. So we learn that this pasuk is talking about this child was ma'anusasai. Someone was ma'anus a lady, and they had a child, a son or a daughter, and they had a daughter. So that's Aser. We're missing here the daughter itself who says Aser. A beat the amount of sauce is not the first apostle. It's a Kal Chaimer. If you Aser the granddaughter, you Aser her. But Eim Azir Meredin, you don't learn out halachas Einchim and halachas in Arayas from a Kal Chaimer. So therefore, you have to come on to Xeris Shab. The Amar Rava, Amli Rav Yitzchak Ravdim, Asya Heina Heina. You learn a heina heina. The pasuk says, "Ervas bas bincha bas bitcho isegal ervascha ervasam ki ervascha heina." And it says the other pasuk, "Ervas isha bitlo isegal es bas pinav es bas bitlo isikach egal es ervascha sheara heina." So heina heina says just like there is bita is also here also bita is also. And heina sreifa asya zima zima. You learn that zima zima. So kaponim, we are going to stop over here. But bita we're saying right now the ikir isura is learned out of drasha, and therefore that was first. And the Gemara will continue this and actually slug it up and say a different mahalach in the order of our Mishnah. What is pshat in the order of our Mishnah?